All right. What is your name?
Kelsey McIntyre.
All right, Kelsey, and where do you live?
I live in Walnut Creek, California.
Okay. And how old are you?
29.
How do you identify in relation?
Queer.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And when did you first learn about COVID-19?
I work in the medical field. So I first learned about it at work. And then my partner works in news. So I got kind of the pre-announcement off the record.
What were your thoughts about it?
At first, I was a little worried about it just because it would affect my job directly. And then, of course, a lot of questions of how bad would this be? How long would this last? Is everybody going to need to be tested? All of that. But mostly it was for how is this going to directly affect me for what I do at work?
What has concerned you most about the COVID-19 pandemic?
That it's lasted so long and that its effects are felt regardless of demographic, location, you know, political affiliation. It's everywhere and it's continuing, the damages are continuing to last. And there's no progress really yet on the front of prevention and treatment.
What unique issues do you think the LGBTQ plus community has faced as a result of the pandemic, if any?
I think there's two effects that this community has faced. One, of course, being Pride Month in June. That was, it was a big change this year because of COVID. All of the Pride events, you know, became virtual, and with the anniversary of Pride being this year, the 50th anniversary of the Pride events, it was rough to have to go through that online. So having to move everything online would be one effect. And then the other one would be, I think that our demographic is especially, I think, at risk of exposure just because of location, and we rely heavily on community. So I think this demographic has probably faced a lot of damages this year.
Okay. And what's your perspective on the way that the people within the LGBT community have responded to the pandemic?
I think that most people are pretty, at least I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that people have been, you know, adhering to the shelter at home measures. And I think that a lot of people are capitalizing on the new forms of community, including, you know, virtual meetings and all of that. At least where I live in California, it's pretty strictly adhered to. So I'm optimistic that the LGBTQ community nationwide is also actively participating in preventative measures.
How have the people around you reacted to the pandemic?
Pretty similar to this location. In the Bay Area where I live, we have had a pretty strict shelter in place order since the beginning. So people around me are staying inside, only going out if necessary, kind of relying on, or at least people that are of the older generation, they're relying on kind of younger people around them to help them with grocery shopping and running errands and all of that. We're all social distancing. No one's really gathering. And if so, it's outside and socially distanced. Everyone's wearing masks. It's mandated to wear masks outside, no matter where you are or whether you enter a building or not. So here, everybody's definitely being cautious.
In what ways do you feel that COVID-19 has impacted your mental health, if at all?
I have felt a lot more anxiety since the beginning of the pandemic. It could be a result of kind of a combination of things, including less interaction with humans, losing my job as a result because the physical therapy clinic where I work closed, and then a lot of the uncertainty of how long this would last. Would I find more work? of course, you know, the financial aspect of this. Yeah, a lot more anxiety for sure.
Have you gotten sick at all during the pandemic?
I actually was sick at the beginning. There, it was a COVID concern. I tested negative, but I had some complications with my test results and the test process. So, but I tested negative.
Do you know like what month that was in?
March.
Okay.
I also was sick in January, and they were pretty similar.
Has the pandemic impacted the jobs or employment status of people that you know?
Yes, it affected me personally. Two of my jobs that I was working closed indefinitely. So I lost both of my jobs. And then everyone around me that is still employed is working from home unless they are on the front line. So in the medical field, working in the hospitals or at grocery stores.
How do you cope with the pandemic on a day-to-day basis?
I try to follow a schedule and structure in my day to at least establish a sense of normalcy. So I try to eat at consistent hours, try to maintain a good sleep schedule. I'll play a lot with my dog, making sure focusing on school and all of that, and just trying to keep as normal a lifestyle as possible, trying to go on walks, all of that.
In what ways has COVID-19 affected your relationships with your friends, family, or significant other, if at all?
I believe it definitely strengthened my relationship with my family. I have family in many different locations across the country, so we've been able to connect a lot through the development of Zoom, or at least how common it has become. And definitely with my partner, we've been able to spend a lot more time together, which can be good and bad. We've learned how to kind of create boundaries and hold space for each other, both separately and together. But I can't say that it's affected my friendships at all.
Okay. What have been your primary sources of news during the pandemic?
My partner. My partner works in news, so I'm very lucky to have information relayed to me immediately and face-to-face. But I also use the news app on my phone and iPhone, Apple iPhone.
What do you think are important issues that the media may or may not be covering?
The specific demographics that are especially affected by COVID. Here, there was a local news story about communities of color and low-income communities that are affected by COVID, but that's really it. And I haven't seen too much done nationally, and that was the only demographic that was mentioned.
How do you feel about how your local and state government has responded to the pandemic?
In the Bay Area where I live, we were one of the first to establish a stay-at-home order. And while that affected, you know, my job and my community and my life, really, I'm proud that that was how they chose to react. And I affirm their choice. I think it was a really smart decision. And considering what happened in the weeks and months to follow, I think we were a little ahead of the game. And I think that if we had done otherwise, or if they had done otherwise, we would be in a lot worse trouble than we are in right now.
How do you feel about how the federal government has responded to the pandemic?
I don't think that there has been much response, at least from what I have observed. I'm not satisfied with how the federal government reacted to this. I'm grateful for the CARES Act and for the financial decisions that were made, but I have a lot of problems with the follow-up of that, as well as, you know, local resources to assist the local governments. I wish there had been a little bit more of that.
How do you compare the pandemic with some of the other major events of your lifetime?
this was hands down unlike anything I had ever experienced. And I, you know, still very vividly remember the events of 9/11 and swine flu and all of that. And this is in a league of its own where everything shut down. Like, I've never really experienced that before on such a personal level.
What ways do you think that the issues faced by the LGBTQ plus people have been altered or even exacerbated by the pandemic, if at all?
I think a big part of our community, like I mentioned earlier, was connection. And especially in communities or for individuals whose direct communities don't always affirm or support them, I think a big part of mental health in our community is that sense of connection. And I think that has been affected by COVID. And I think the LGBTQ community, that's our number one thing, is that connection has been affected, and that could affect the mental health of individuals.
In what ways do you feel like the pandemic has maybe changed your perspective or the perspective of people that you know?
Perspective with regards to what?
In regards to, you know, just the social, their social lives or their perspective about the political climate, just really anything generally. Sure.
I think a lot of people around me have, at least from what I have observed, there is a sense of knowing what matters most. People are really, you know, learning to not take their health for granted and capitalizing on the opportunity to connect with others as much as possible in whatever way possible. And I think that outlook of health first is really a positive take from this situation.
Okay. And during the pandemic, was there a moment when maybe you realized it might be something more serious? How has your personal perspective changed since the beginning?
When I noticed that the, you know, the news calls it the second wave happened so quickly, that was a moment where I was a little, you know, worried about the projection of this disease, because it wasn't expected to hit until much later, more towards, you know, winter. So the fact that it had hit so soon, it's worrisome, because in some ways it follows the predictions that this disease is a lot worse than originally thought. Yeah.
Where do you envision yourself being a year from now? Or how do you envision things being a year from now?
I actually was just talking to my partner about this. I think the use of masks, at least indoors, will probably still at least be mandated here where I live. Maybe not so much in other places of the country, but definitely here. I personally am going to be back to work this week. So hopefully I'll have returned to some sense of normalcy with, you know, finances and work schedule and all of that. But I definitely think, like, continuing to see people exercising outside, hopefully I'll continue to see that this time next year. And that sense of, again, health first, hopefully will still be as prevalent next year as it is right now.
All right, Kelsey. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.